You're listening to Your World Today on Radio Islam International. Now we talk about dignity gowns. We're joined on the line by Nada Fawal, a member of the patient focus group who helped introduce the dignity gown, seeing us live from the United Kingdom. Nada, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam, brother. How are you?
I am very well. And yourself?
Yeah, alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. Tell us about this concept of the dignity gown. How did the concept of the dignity gown come into being?
All right. Actually, we've been working through our Bournemouth Islamic Center here in Bournemouth. Our mosque tried to work with the wider community and try to organize some partnership with other organizations such as the police education between them, the NHS in Bournemouth, Royal Bournemouth Hospital. And this came through working with Sue Miller, which is patient engagement manager. And she did many consultations with Muslim ladies in our mosque. And she did as well other consultation for many other groups from different faiths as well. But she found from our Muslim ladies when she met them at the mosque that the most common problem is because we're wearing hijab, so the original gown didn't satisfy our religious need. So after many consultations, nearly 3 years, this come after 3 years of work, and alhamdulillah, we got it now.
Alhamdulillah. Explain to our listeners, you know, you did talk about the hijab. What is different from the normal hospital gown and the dignity gown?
All right. The original gown is like any other gown in any other hospital. It's like with short sleeve and it's short near the knee length. And the fabric is a bit thin. And when it is tied from the back, it's some of the back and legs, you can see them. But the modified new dignity gown, it's include 5 pieces. First, it has long sleeves, and at the wrist, there is like elastic cuff. So it will be comfy for the lady to wear it, and if they need to check pressure, blood pressure or anything, it can easy go up and down. Mm. And there is 2 hair coverings as well. And the material of the gown is a bit thicker. And there is as well a face mask for the ladies that they want face mask. And there is a belt, wrap-around belt around the waist to make sure that it doesn't come open at the back. And it is worn over a loose trousers, so we can be covered from top to toes.
Yes, it has really been a significant development. Have you received feedback from women of other faiths also on the dignity gown?
Sue Miller, she is a patient engagement manager. She did consultation with many other faiths, like Jewish, Orthodox, Hindu, Rastafarian. And, you know, even some English people, when they saw my picture wearing the new gown on the Facebook last week, most of them liked the idea. Anyone who agree with their modesty as a value, and they like to protect their modesty, they like this gown a lot, and they may ask for it.
So it appeals to a wide variety of people. Why hasn't someone thought of this long before? You know, now that it's come, we're thinking that this should have been around a long time ago.
But, you know, we are in Britain, and not all people or not all Muslim people try to think about that. And maybe they need some good right step from the government as well. It is not only from our side, it is from their side as well. But now they become more understandable, and when they do the consultation and see that lots of ladies are not comfy when they do any treatment or any operation in the hospital, they all need the same things every time. They need hijab, they need a bit of covering, they have problems. And Sue Miller, actually, I will have to thank her a lot because she put a big input from her side to let this happen.
In terms of availability, will it be available globally soon, or is it only in the Royal Bournemouth and the Christchurch Hospital that is trying it out at the moment?
We would like to all other hospitals benefit from it, but we are so lucky now in Bournemouth because it is our work with them that the result is introducing this new gown. When bit by bit every other hospital in the other cities like the idea, they may ask for it. Yeah. Why not? Our aim is to be globally, but now we are so lucky in Bournemouth that we have this one finally now.
Yes, one step at a time, and we hope it will go global, and that sisters across the globe will be able to benefit from this. Well done on the great initiative, and may Allah make it a means of reward, continuous reward for those that were part of initiating this. Jazakumullah khair for chatting to us.
Inshallah, hopefully.
Yes, we hope it will come to South Africa one day also.
Yeah, and I am very happy for you because you are in South Africa and you are here in Britain and you know about it. Thank you very much for this opportunity to tell you about it.
Our absolute pleasure. Thank you very much. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you for you as well. Thank you.
Yes, so a dignity gown, and this is something that I think we need to take, someone needs to take the initiative and bring it to hospitals in South Africa, you know, considering the current gowns that women are forced to wear when they are in a hospital, this would make a big difference in giving them dignity and allowing them to maintain their hijab. May Allah open the way so that more people can benefit from this.